new car.
The land
beyond, and Cape of A will receive a million cupcakes. Giant piles of sugar.
Sugar.
And cups of oil.
Nature's perfect food.
So, it's, so, you know, I get the weirdest mix
the scary
here.
The thing is, what's happening with, oh yeah, here, let me.
With,
can you,
It's like,
listen to that, it's strange. You hear the mix part more than you hear the echo, so I can say something.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. This side.
I'd like
yeah.
to.
Now, this sounds normal. This sounds like
normal sounding subgenius
form. I can hear the levels.
Now you can hear the level, balanced, and fair
what
remarks and editorial of our subgenius staff.
This sounds good. I think I'll just stay on this side.
Dr. Philo Drummond. Of course, puzzling evidence, fighting it out for quality control of the airwaves.
There, oh, I see, yes.
Is there a control?
I just have raw volume, but I'm not. I'm raw, but you're not.
The kind of spirit we have here.
Because you're
That's right.
You're not.
You hear me there?
Yeah.
But
you're
don't.
Not there.
Why would it's be? Disconcerting.
So it's somewhere in here.
In where? Hey, wait a minute. You can't disassemble the XL5 right here while we're using it. That's not in the radio rule book, though. I know last time I left the station, I forgot to padlock the portcullis and heave the log, which is always very important. Well, I can't be expected to remember to do everything. I really just started in this business as a solo operator. Otherwise, I was with the old grind for more than 20 years. Oh, I was quite a young sprig then. It all started back when I was reading the comics page as a child. And let me tell you that the bodies of those days were far more lush and colorful.
You have to talk.
No change. There's no change.
Yeah, somewhere in deep in the gut, something's wrong. It even could be as simple as those headphones.
Boots and her buddy.
That's what makes me think it's got to be within the electronic bay.
The Phantom.
Asleep. They're all little callers.
Out Our Way with Major Hoople.
The SFX.
Oh, Major Hoople was a major influence on me, I'm afraid to say. Side glances, Grin and Barrett. Well, that might exist.
You sleep here.
As a feature.
Yeah, we do. Right on the show.
But the comics are now the show.
So what does that tell you?
Hello.
Balls are like mine.
And
not like
them. In what manner are mine like yours?
And so the...
I don't know what's happening. Folks,
we're
having a...
This one sounds much better.
Yeah, no, it's the mix going to those headphones.
Yeah, I'm
going to
move over here.
You're screwed up.
I should just say that. We're experiencing...
If you want a better listening experience, it sounds like it's in that room or in that space in your brain.
Why, I can hear just fine. Or can I? Sometimes it takes a while to be sure.
For show. I don't know what happened.
Just...
There's a show.
Relax. Remember, this is...
Something
the show.
We're on the air now?
In fact...
Hey, Philo, we're on the air now.
Maybe we are asleep.
What? I'm asleep? Oh,
no, that is to say, this show is...
We are not asleep.
So maybe we are asleep.
But now, in here, it sounds like puzzling is real loud.
Well, you're probably getting a more true and accurate picture than
whereas,
you get over on
and you're
side
far
the
to the left.
Me? Politically?
Now, maybe I have the headphones on backwards and you're really far to the right.
Now, how do you get those here phones on frontwards?
He changes his political
idea. Hello, little caller. Where are you
Hey,
now?
Look, a little caller.
Whoopee! And there at the same time.
You are?
Closer look.
Yeah, and you're here also. And
now on the
show. That's the neat part about radio.
You know, I'm not embarrassed about
that. And that we get to participate in the old-fashioned radio before the internet swallows it up. No, that's not right. No, wait, I have the wrong script. Sorry.
And in my backyard, I have a Jesus tree. And I got a Jesus
I don't have a Jesus tree on my list of films here.
And I stepped in on the way to the
On the way to the beach?
When you're weighing anchor on the way to the beach, then you have to wave and
I think he meant he wanted to go to the beach.
The crowd.
But he found himself in the 17th century.
How you have been betrayed by the
general. How about over here? Was he over here in this box?
Yet still give them some signal to show that you are of
okay, now I'm back.
And ultimately,
we're waiting for the bus.
And there's a dump button in here that you're supposed to press if you want to take a dump.
Oh, no, 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 that makes me take a dump, so.
Where will you take it? That's the question. For you, tonight.
Take it to the limit, of course.
You know, if you join the Church of the Subgenius, you could be like many other new members, that when you get there, you say,
entering
this is my church.
Now, and we're aiming the show toward your mind.
It's much like you think about your gun. You think about your church. You say, this is my church. There are many like it, but this one is mine. My church is my best friend. It is my life. I will master it as I will master my sacred abnormality. Without me, my church is useless. Without my church, I am useless. I must keep my slack true. I must get more slack than my enemy who is trying to normalize me. I must convert him before he converts me. I will, before Bob, I swear this creed. My church and myself are defenders of this country. We are the masters of our enemy. We are the saviors of Earth. So be it, until there is no conspiracy, but slack or death.
This is the voice of the slack alone, the messenger of God. He who came to Earth on that winter's day, now more than 20 years ago, to bring the light of the celestial countenance to the troubled hearts of men. Then, in hospitals across the land, a new generation was gestated by the seed from the cold reaches of interstellar space.
Sorry, guys, I dropped the show here, but
these alien embryos
the doctors
grew up to become what are now known as
to the sub-gum
sub-geniuses.
Are on the move.
On the move against
humanity. Oh, really?
Humanity.
Where are they moving to?
For the
into the sub-genius musical, that's
reveal,
what I heard.
While the
I heard that Philo Drummond
culls
and probably
go
they're working
down
on a libretto right now, I heard.
By the inexorable laws of evolutionary development.
Probably
John Shirley is helping Philo with the libretto.
Scientific breeding techniques.
So, watch out for that.
Pretty
folks.
Soon
that's
they'll have an entire opera.
Ultimately, only subgeniuses will be left after the master plan has been enacted.
In
and
the meantime,
all of us
have we're relaxing
secure
the
positions in the hierarchy with guarantees of bonuses at the end of
the trail. I represent
the
right-wing arm of the Church of the Subgenius.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
right-wing
really? Like
arm?
The slack squad?
Yeah, the seven-braided
we have
Wind
that,
Laker.
But, you
that
know,
that includes
not party
me,
to
myself,
all of
and many, many, many others of myself as well.
Many of your me shows.
But I'm
together.
Also pink.
Wow.
So
that
you claim, once again, your ancient genetic heritage?
I worship the owl god with President Bush. It's a great scene up there.
This is
with
your
the
bludgeon
god.
Of prophetic and profitable.
Oh, how is this disc? Has it got good music?
So you're up there with the big guys, huh?
Well, Prescott Bush is the most evilest man in the world. It wasn't Aleister Crowley.
No, it wasn't. It was Bush. No, the younger Bush
is
more evil than the older Bush.
Put it in
and
the player started to listen to me because
I read
the movie off
he's the
show,
most evil person that ever existed.
Yeah.
Except in his house, nobody. Oh, it's a wonderful. You know, Jimmy Page
yeah,
it's the
it
devil
was great in the theater to see those.
In his house, they all try to be equally evil.
Where is that Korean movie? I think it's at Embarcadero.
When the Bushes get home, they all like compete to see who can be the most evil. Like, you know, they torture dogs before dinner and burn cats after dinner.
You know who
like
tortures
that?
Dogs or did was Rudy Giuliani's wacky wife.
Well, I don't know who they are, but all I know is they're just evil, evil. And I have to say, you know...
It's true.
Clam up and let me clobber them.
Front-running Republican presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani's wacky wife worked for dog murderers. According to Extant Records, Judith Giuliani once demonstrated surgical products for a controversial medical supply company that used dogs, which were later killed, in operations whose only purpose was to sell equipment to doctors.
How
it was a horrible,
shameful,
cruel, outrageous program, Friends of Animals President Priscilla Farrell said about the demonstrations of medical staplers on dogs conducted by U.S. Surgical Corporation employees during Giuliani's tenure there
right,
in the late
in.
1970s.
You're on the Me Show.
Okay, in other news, Nazi Ken doll mall zombies invade Lower Berkeley.
Each year through the 1970s, 80s, and even the 80s were done to boost sales, not for medical research or testing. The dogs were either put to death following the sales demonstrations because they couldn't recover from them, or they died during them. Rudy Giuliani's presidential candidate spokesman Michael McKeon said,
Giuliani's
worked with U.S. Surgical. She was in the operating room hundreds of times.
They created AIDS virus years ago in the government lab run by a former Nazi pardoned by George Bush's father.
My
Senate Majority Leader back in the 40s. Yes, from the same U.S. government that tested nuclear fallout and Agent Orange on its very own
North
soldiers
in 1975, after spending a year working as
we
a nurse.
John Wayne.
At age 19, she married U.S. surgical salesman Jeffrey
working
Ross,
downwind from
who
a
she only
test
recently
site.
Disclosed was the first
who
of her three
our brains from LSD and replaced it with cheap heroin
U.S.
just when folks were starting to enjoy.
And finally, some good news. Puddles,
here,
a purebred poodle puppy,
have a
missing for $48, has been found.
Next, we'll be
to her 11-year-old owner,
like our
little
own
Melanie
Douglas
of Sausalito, California.
Already.
Residents of the tightly knit local community had expressed worries in interviews
some total
that
of our
terrorists
reduced
may have been
responsible
for the dog napping, but doggone it, grins and high
no
fives were the order of the day when it
no
was found that the wayward Puddles had been napping all the time behind the sofa in the family's rumpus room. For Goofball Radio, this is Ralph Fielding Snell.
Suck my toe, you pink-eared, crew-cut mall zombie!
What?
I laugh at your yearbook pictures, you twerp geeks!
But...
What about the Mormons?
I don't know, where are they? Oh, there they are.
And the Catholic Church! And the Muslims!
Now,
what about them?
Just wait here a minute and
why
I'll
do
see
we
if
need
I can
caffeine-free
find
anything?
The protest against being the modern man.
Modern man.
Jesus, 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 don't ask me to figure out it.
Is
Jesus!
In exploiting
don't ask me again. Uses. Hey, baby.
No more a hunter-gatherer or a simple agronomist. Modern man became an interfacer with the machines of his own creation. In the 20th to the 25th centuries, this affinity for devices and ergonomic systems grew ever stronger. But then, in the double box revolt on planet Troy, a series of events took place
I feel like
which
I'm
were to affect human evolution.
To die.
I guess you'll have to say goodbye to the TV after your dad sees your report card. And,
I've been fired from more jobs than most people have been hired to.
All I have to do to avoid taking any responsibility
one time
from my
I've been fired. I've been fired for more reasons, more stupid reasons than you can imagine. I've been fired for telling the truth. I've been fired for calling my boss a liar. I've been fired for not smiling enough. I've been fired for massaging places on my body that don't deserve attention.
Yes, and they have it on video, too, on the snooper cam.
It's all those little innocent children that we fed to the crocodiles that one year that come back to haunt me at my most darkest hours.
It's really an astonishing view from up here. You can see the entire surrounding landscape all the way to the horizon.
You can smell the landscape,
too. Blue sky, scudding clouds. It's, of course, ice cold, but we're well prepared.
We've got our coats on and our hats and our little
heavy winter coats,
undergarments. We have our garments on.
Almost ready to
transpire. Did you call your mom and tell her about your garments? My mom was over in the county, two counties over, and I said, Mom, how about my garments? Did you bring my garments with you?
That's very interesting, but we're about ready to launch something quite incredible, and I think you'll be...
Now, these weren't my undergarments this time. These were my overgarments.
Ah, the odor of the overman. And his oeuvre.
Lately, we've been angling our anal fissure tissue into a bucket from which we will withdraw a fluids-like substance.
All right.
Into which we will mix and bend over, and we'll see how far we can bend over, and how far over we bend will spread past those points in which Crisco and others shall seek to dwell. Thank you.
You know, it's times like this that make me glad I'm a sub-genius and an American.
844-25 in the 510 area code to talk about what happened
at the Bakake Festival. When chickens squawked, they're doomed. Did
yes.
you see the chicken interfacing with that duck that Ed was strangling on Sunday?
Yes, I did.
Oh, what happened?
Well, somebody brought a chicken from the crowd, and they held it up to that duck that he was having his way with, and it was a strange confrontation. Now, Philo, you saw it, right?
I was taken aback by the seemingly illness of the mentality involved.
Well, I don't know about that. It all seemed good, clean fun to me. No chickens were harmed.
Well, in that case, yes. Watch out for our
appealing ritual.
Now, did you see those weird little ads inside that magazine from the future?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
especially the one for Subgenius Military Academy.
It seems that they have some sort of ads, but let's not judge these future people too harshly. After all, the meaning of advertising itself might be different in the future.
What about those ViewMaster slides of Dobbstown?
I can't find my ViewMaster slide projector. I still have the slides, but I don't have.
Oh, that's a shame.
Majig, and maybe.
Did you look for? You know, the last time I saw it. Did you look for the big red straps? Because maybe they were just at the end of the big red straps.
So, you should be listening to all of the features of the sub-gum dimi that will be in the musical.
Yes, the delicious sub-gum chow dimi.
So if you go out to YouTube,
historic,
you can see the performance that we did that I was so lame in. I was so bad.
Oh, no, you weren't. Now let's not have any false modesty here. Why, he was a young Olivier.
But out there on the internet,
it's
not easy to do this kind of acting, this gestural
path.
Kind of acting.
Wait, no, that's not Philo.
Different than just emoting on a camera or even on a video cam to do.
You know, you've heard of three-fisted tails of Bob. Well, this is six-lipped tails of Connie.
Yeah, now we could all get wound up in that. You know, 9-inch worms, a 3-day
stubble.
Yeah.
That was someone nobody could remember. Yeah, it's horrible.
What's that?
Everything's falling apart. Oh, we were on April 1st because of the weariness of being a star all day. We were forgetting names like crazy later in the evening.
Yeah, that people was crazy and kind of talk. Crazy, I tell ya.
I remember when we were at that book signing, we were forgetting everything.
Just
we were forgetting
guy.
Everything, folks, and that was the fun of it, actually. You know, it was a great little gathering. Due to the administrations of, I forgot her real name, Sadie Loon, but her real name for that thing.
Stigmata
and John
Hari.
Shirley and Michael Pepe, all three of them giving wonderful rants. That
yes,
enlivened
but it
them.
Didn't get going until she started, really. We were just
yeah,
sort of
she that, so
wrong.
She stepped forward out. And took the ropes in hand and moved the show out into the new world. There's the dinosaur.
Wrong.
And you too can be part of this amazing overflow of Slack.
If
you out
call
from the cracks of the chair where goodwill upholsterers maintain
a
bloodstream level of frop molecules so high that it doesn't even register on the sleeve scale.
Now, Philo did give some very straightforward answers about how frop only grew on the stools of certain holy men and so on.
Oh, nothing.
And those frop cigs were thick and long and had spatters of brown bloodstains on them.
Yeah,
that didn't
all
make
of
any
the,
difference.
The subgenius demigods that had smoked of the frop going into the project.
We're going, huh?
They had they no wonder.
The hard red cherry ate its way towards Connie's vacuuming.
At the bottom of a vortex. Well, the problem was that Connie couldn't find one shoe that she really wanted for that outfit. And it's true, if she could have found it, they were more Connie-like shoes than the ones that she had. But for that reason, we were waiting 20 minutes.
Well, you gotta hand it to her. It takes her so long to be the perfectionist, but she always comes up with great stuff.
So, yeah, except I had to be there.
There must be a staff member with the guest at all time because of the security problems that we have here at the insert your name here headquarters.
At first, Connie relaxed.
Oh,
but then she
relaxed.
Let it go.
Too late. Okay.
Man, why did you show me that?
You get used to it.
What happened is, what I'm referring to, folks, is two little callers just appeared.
They did. That was a little too strong for them. They were blasted by the
bipolar disorder.
Oh, sorry.
Divine
oh, now he's reading the things that are wrong with us.
You know, that's one thing about this church is we don't like doing anything like the other churches do, so we call it tripolar disorder here.
Obsessive panic.
It feels
like
this.
The Trinity in reverse.
Right. Tripolar. There's three poles on our planet. The North Pole, the South Pole, and the Mid Pole.
Somatoformin eating disorders haven't happened yet.
Well, they will, though, you know that for sure.
Incoming listeners, the Thailand have increased, especially
based out of the direction.
So if you put any new pictures on your site there, Suicide Man?
Nude.
New pictures.
New.
No, sir, not yet, I've been too busy.
Yeah, I understand.
I post on the index page when an update has taken place. And I have some coming. I got a lot of cloud pictures of wondrous sights I have yet to find time to make panoramas of. But they're coming. So,
that was
it. A little map.
Okay, but I think they were supposed to be, they're coming, and then what station
never happened.
Are we listening?
Well, I have to break in here and say that would be KPFA, 94.1 FM on the radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno, KZFR in Chico, California, and of course at KPFA.org on the World Wide Web.
Skin and appendages, we've got the urogenital systems,
of the chocolate.
Other events observed, during the clinical.
During the transit of Venus? When did you say these events were observed? Well, perhaps we will never know.
Please, we need to know.
The answer.
Momentous news.
It's always difficult to peg anything in time. I was hoping you could help.
Watching YouTube.
I must admit, I'm all at sea.
Watching YouTube.
If I don't have a strict recording of a chronometric reading.
Look at that ball.
Time control must be a constant process.
Tell me what you think I should think. I mean, do.
Lighten up, guys. Come on. King's just a mortal.
Wake up. We're driving.
Oh, whoa. Jeez. Wow. This is great. This is like being in a Fellini show.
Yawing, veering all over the road.
Get out! What are you doing?
Just keep it steady.
Let go of the wheel.
Jeez.
I really like this escape from Slack World. I forgot how great old Ninslow was.
Yeah, but the rest of us want to live.
Well, that's, you should have thought about that when you made your initial investment. You know, you could have gone for the urinary path.
There you go again.
But instead, you took the canine path.
Studying
and then the
my
two
good
paths
friends,
crossed, and the next thing you know, you've got
relatives, the robots.
Urine canine thing going on.
Puerile puddle of poodle piddle.
Yes, and there it is. Right over. Don't step in it! Hey, slip right through it. See, that's when banana peels actually come in handy.
Yeah, banana roll.
Now, I got a letter tonight from a listener named. Let's see what this is.
Oh, you got some fan mail, eh?
Yeah, I actually have this letter. See over here?
Yeah, I see.
Oh, yeah.
Well, read it.
I'm
going to
read this letter. This letter that was found in the street by my wife. We're walking down the street. My wife finds a letter, and this letter is peculiar in that it doesn't have any punctuation.
Oh, your wife found it, eh?
It says, Adam. I heard what happened. That sucks a lot, you know. You should not be doing that. But I hope you did not know that that was in your drink. Your teacher said he only seen you take one drink, so I hope they believe you that you did not know that what was in it. I hope that I will be praying every night for you. I hope you don't have to stay in there for a long time. That day I talked to Chris Dan, and she told me what happened. And I tried to call you so I can talk to you before you go back in. But I was too late. Anthony said they picked you up right after you left school. They are some little bitches because they didn't let you stay by to say bye to your family first. I wish I can break you out, but I can't. That would just make things worse. If you are in there for a minute, tell me what person you are going to get that iPod from, and I can get it before someone gets it first.
Oh,
today, school
interesting up to then.
Is hella gay. The day is going by hella slow. Kids are always throwing stuff around the room. I'm just waiting till someone hits me so
those
I can drop him.
Kids.
I just have a lot of anger to take out. I know I should not get in a fight, but I know I will if I get hit
those
with something.
Those anger-filled middle schoolers.
I'm going to be a bitch. I'm going to make them look like a bitch. The end.
Isn't that something?
That's what the youth of today think is good communication.
One youth of today. Just like the one listeners to the show.
Yes, youth holds the
you
promise.
You keep laughing, boy, and then one day...
Oh, we can laugh now, but that person will be taking
where's the
care
punctuation?
Of
you. You keep laughing, laughing, boy, but there's no comma in there.
Yeah, no comma. Right.
Laughing boy, that was a novel
Laughing
by
boy,
Oliver
1967.
It was a novel about an.
And here's one from 1969: Tree Walking Brain Socking Doctors. This is the real
now
thing.
The, yeah.
Where is the red though?
Now the.
Something
the dates always drop
out,
back. Burning Man suddenly has gone back to 1986.
But dream on.
As
the imagination,
new fictional
like the
first
wind,
time,
is there
in 1969. Becomes the new birthday of the bloviating church.
Well, you know,
yeah, you know,
the
according to Sterno, Palmer hasn't been the same since they did it.
You know, 50 is the new 40, and 40 is the new 30.
60 is the new
40. I get all confused, and then the cops pull you over because you think you're in the wrong decade.
10 is the new 0. 0 is the new minus 10. Minus 10 is the new minus 20. And now you're getting older. But, anyway, before the cops arrive, I just want to say how great it's been working with you guys and learning. It's been quite an experience.
The emergence of the poop and pee dog tales are among the most important literary movements of the late 20th century.
Now on Bug Girl's video, you can hear the fart generator going off.
What?
You can hear Paul yelling from the audience. You know,
And as the visual is, you guys, in that particular
The visual is Philo and Ed, mainly, at this point. And
are we
then,
making faces or anything?
You're holding up copies of the book, the whole deal. Also, Peter Maravellis introing.
Apparently begun in the late 80s, by 1994, these encyclicals replaced science fiction and the Harlequin novel as the most popular form of fiction. Much of the wide appeal of Poop Dog and Pee Dog were due to the fact that all the stories were thematically similar to medieval literature, which was wholly concerned with man's relation to God.
I have a question, Dr. Drummond.
Yeah.
Was there a real Poop Dog?
Well, you might ask yourself, was there a real Jesus?
What do you mean a real poop dog?
I mean, besides the trans reality, the living reality, and
no.
literary anecdotes, stories, and legendary lore, was there an actual
no,
original?
Only
there was
exists
not.
In the mind of those gas heads and.
So it wasn't somebody's misguided personal pet
no.
with
personal
a
pet predilection that couldn't
for
control himself.
Although we should never let anybody know that. Never let
I'll
the world
make
know
a note of
no
it in my memorandum book.
Because they would be crushed. I'm just getting rid of some Red Bull here.
And who would not, after all? After all, we...
Peep Dog and Pee Dog were by turns humorous and tragic, satirical and sympathetic. The whole of mankind's aspirations, troubles, and desperate attempts to cope with a sense of awe and religious wonder could be found by the reader in the Poop Dog, and especially in the immensely popular Pee Dog novellas. Of course, another reason these forms of cultural progress became central to Western humanities was that the tale cycles broke out of the old hackneyed and feudal forms in which Western belles lettres had been frozen for decades.
Frozen
Pee Dog
in the
and
ice?
Poop Dog were a breath of fresh air in a world of tired writers, dismal novels, stale literary back padding.
We're getting awful critical all of a sudden.
Yeah, I know, we get a bunch of hair.
Society
you know how hard
it
is to write this.
Of the 70s and 80s and 90s and 2000s. And where are those donuts today?
Yeah, now that's a really good question. Remember Spud Nuts?
Right here.
What happened to Spud Nuts?
Rather not say it, but
no, they were made from taters, you know, in the Midwest.
All right.
By crafty cooks in gleaming chromium kitchens.
Cargo of morgue shipments from Aspen.
Okay. No, they were shipped from Aspen?
Yeah.
That's very odd. I wouldn't have thought so.
Let's get out of here.
Okay,
right,
let's
here we go.
Let's split. Let's blow this popsicle stand up.
Mr. Dobbs, can David beep
in my
beep today?
Sure.
I'm a
just make sure he doesn't have any beep on his beep. Yeah, the show's kind of dense tonight. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
It's like fog set in or something.
We're creeping along the show. Subscape.
And that aroma, like freshly baking loaves.
Yeah, it's like the workers left. All the bread was still in the oven. The cigarettes were still in the ashtrays. It was just like they were here a minute ago, and then all the people are gone.
Like the Marie Celeste
show.
What happened to them? Where could they have gone?
The bacon still frying.
Yeah, the bacon was still frying. The refrigerator door was still halfway open.
Oh, I did that.
The carton of milk was just leaking out onto the floor.
Oops.
I don't understand what happened.
Well, there's some things beyond
human understanding. We were here 1 minute, and then the next minute, we were gone.
I'd like you to recall the events on the day in question. When did you first notice that something was, well, out of
missing? Missing? Well, you see, if you look at chart one, there's an orbital flight path that the trajectory of which is impossible to attain by the horsepower of the engines that were on the vehicle.
This magic moment.
How could this happen?
Potentiality of a geosynchronous. So
we populate this abyss
was like any other.
With any other presentation material that you might find totally dogmatic, as well as thematic templates, which can be used over and over again. And then it happened. The initial investment can be realized, as well as the return on investment completely obliterates any need for further discussion. It's as if it was on its own platform, praising itself forever.
The Manhattan Art Gallery canceled on Friday its Easter season exhibit of a life-size chocolate sculpture depicting a naked Jesus after an outcry by Roman Catholics. The sculpture, My Sweet Lord,
did they put some clothes on it?
Was to have been exhibited for 2 hours each day next week in a street-level window of the Roger Smith Lab.
I understand he was anatomically correct as well.
The display had been scheduled to open on Monday, days ahead of Good Friday, when Christians mark the crucifixion of Jesus. But protests, including a call to boycott the affiliated Roger Smith Hotel, forced the gallery to scrap the showing of the Candy Christ. And it might have been that they objected to the fact he was anatomically correct.
Go ahead and talk
not only anatomically correct, but massively endowed.
That's what they said.
I did Bob Dobbs.
Really? Did Bob Dobbs ever meet Andy Warhol at the factory in New York City?
Yeah.
Bob Dobbs. Yeah.
At the Dobbs factory? What happened to the Dobbs factory in New York City at that time?
Let's fill that in.
What happened at that time? Well, maybe I should mention that they were both into playing anti-music back then. For two reasons, primarily. One, because it's the best kind of music there is, first of all. And they were both slightly ahead of their time. Mostly ahead of their time. Back then, you know, Bob had a lot of hair in his ears. This was the only way he could get.
Did they enjoy a parasitical relationship or a dialectical relationship with one another?
I'll pass that question to Dr. Howe.
Relationship with one another.
Their relationship is shrouded in the mists of mystery.
But one thing
I. Is it true that Bob Dobbs slept with Miko?
Yeah. That was in 57?
56. When Dobbs was famous that year for bringing this famous quote, "I came not to bring peace, but instead just this obnoxious radio show."
And he was right, by God.
Self-indulgent, less than an hour, more than a show.
And delay.
Total improv horror, still going strong after 30 years. With puzzling evidence in Dr. Howe.
Everything gets so distorted in time.
As well as your new, most favorite special permanent guest star, Dr. Philo Drummond. No longer will you hear Michael Pepe on the show, though. He's too sleepy now.
No more. No more. No more. No more. No more.
He's too sleepy now. What does that mean? No more little Michael Pepe ever because he's too sleepy now?
That Bob was sleeping with the dead?
He was beaten up by the Grateful Dead.
Well, yes, he was. That was the unknown story of...
which neither he...
Yeah, he beat the crap out of him. But he's a real resilient guru. He springs back from the most... heinous crimes. I think ultimately he sued the Grateful Dead and was able to put them into financial misfortune in their old age, so that most of them are having to go back on the road now to get some money just to be able to pay their lawyers, because Bob just wrecked him so bad. He gets it, you know. He gets back. He may not win the first round, but he always wins round two. Bob was the one that coined that bumper sticker. You know, what was the one? Something about what he doesn't do. He doesn't practice what he preaches. You know, he doesn't get mad, he gets even. He
doesn't do late night radio shows like this.
I guess I just have one last question.
Yes?
Is it true that Bob Dobbs is in every labor mural in San Francisco around the city? If you look carefully, you can find his face.
I don't know. Is that... Have you looked?
Well, I've heard this.
Interesting.
Good night, gentlemen.
Good night.
Good night.
How can you be listening to us now?
Good night.
That oh, I'm not.
A little. Oh, I'm still...
Okay.
Hello? Just sort of shot right out of my throat. Started rolling around on the kitchen floor, a wiggling and a squiggling around. Became a three-legged transsexual dog. Started growling low and low.
That's better than them big water bugs we got out there in Arizona. Come right up through the sink of the night and go, sky
sure
out
glad
the
glad to have you, Jerry.
Come right up through the drain.
Where did we go?
All the hobbling, drooling,
well, mean, over the last few weeks of no show?
Glad you came back.
Yeah, I'm glad we came back, too, because for a while there we were gone.
Well, I missed you. About my
dreams, oh, well,
yeah, we missed you, too.
We're talking about dreams tonight on the show, 8-4-8-4-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-
happiest.
Me and you and
all of Northern and Central California.
Puzzling and Hal and Tracy Lords.
And the whole world on the internet.
I know you have to take time off occasionally.
What?
To practice the slack by what you preach.
Slack practice?
I thought we went through that.
Yeah, we had to take off to do, you know, we had to do maintenance on the truck.
Maintenance.
Back the truck out.
The truck was getting pretty ragtag there. Lots of parts were hanging off. A lot of them were even missing. But we had the freedom it takes being on vacation to take the bottom of the truck off and put it where the top used to be. We took the side of the truck off and put it in the front. We have the front and the back now, and the other side's on the bottom.
Oh, the front.
Wow.
The back and the bottom of the side.
But it's okay. It looks better than it used to look. It's stupider than it was.
You can do a lot of things.
And we started making tapes again. We found a box of old tape decks. A big box of tape decks that we didn't know we still had that we'd been hoarding, thinking one day they'll be worth a lot of money. And I just stood on the back porch and I said, Bob, Bob,
you did.
Bob, Bob, Bob,
Bob, Bob,
Bob. And a giant check Bob, fell Bob, from the sky for $47.37.
My name is Bob, Bob, the cab driver.
Bob.
You're Bob, Bob the cab driver?
Bob.
That's right. I have a lot of no-shows, too.
Yeah, that's
don't you hate those?
When they call you and then they don't arrive.
Did you remember that one time when you showed up and that guy was supposed to be there, but he was hiding behind the bush like you weren't going to see him?
Was that the son or the father? Bush?
Can you believe that? Next time, I think you should take somebody with you so that when somebody does that, you can send the other guy out there to grab him. Just throttle him. And then you can measure which strategy works best.
Yeah. But I have thoughts like man. That, but I try to control
it. His whistle broke into a scream.
Okay, that's good to control that, because that doesn't sound like a good idea, does it?
Not the best one I've heard.
No. And you're used to turning on this radio station to find good ideas. I understand that. Particularly this show.
Well, I'm just so glad you're back. And things are back to normal.
Yeah, they're definitely back to normal now that...
Firm connection.
I don't know. In the refrigerator.
That's the eraser, goodbye, baby.
Stay listening to the show. And remember...
Yes, we're doing the show.
Look
I
at
will.
Entry.
It's true.
What is it?
Millions of
it's
people.
The show.
Each individual universe is comprised of the potential for a limitless quantity of sub-universes, each fully coexistent with all others.
You are not in this world to live up to my expectations. And if we get together, baby, it's beautiful. I am here to do my thing, and you are here to do your thing. I am in this world to give up your expectations.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. You're not actually having to stuff your intestines back into your ripped open abdomen.
Well, you have to stuff them back. I mean, that's where they go, back in your abdomen. You just try not to get too many leaves and pieces of bark and bugs and things in there with them.
I heard a terrible conspiracy that the Republicans made hippies take drugs back in the 60s.
Oh,
just
yeah.
So they would be thinking dumber now.
What?
So they could be eat more easily duped by the Republicans. Because it's the Republicans that we fear. We know the Democrats are going to help us. Republicans we fear.
But the Democrats have forgotten how to do anything.
But they care. That's the important thing. Even if they have forgotten how, we know they care. And the caring is the important thing. The knowing how is less important than the caring.
Stephen King's The Knowing.
If you had just put a UFO in the back of their car, they would know now, and they would care, too. And it wouldn't be like they forgot how what they were supposed to know.
Stephen King's The Caring.
And after his death... No, not his
can
death.
What?
Not his...
No, which guy? Oh, Bob.
You'll have to put the line...
You'll
have to put them back up in line. They all look alike to me now.
America's best-selling author, Stephen King, brings new fear and horror
to
suspense in The Caring. Stephen King's latest 6,000-page novel, a New York Times bestseller for several months, is about a small Kansas farm girl, Mindy Diddleton of Dubsville, Kansas. And she becomes the vessel of a malignant and ancient evil.
Bob,
as she calls him, orders her to commit a Columbine-style massacre.
Kill poor Bob.
As trenchant as today's headlines, The Caring is Stephen King's greatest novel.
Hey, did you hear you could pay money to get inside the confession booth and hear people tell their sins now? The Catholic Church will let you do that? You can actually pay money to sit in the confession booth and hear kids say things like, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned."
"How many times, my son?"
said the good-looking, nubile teenager in the confession booth.
"Yes, daughter, you may...
Tell me about it," said Father Damien Morbidius, the secret Jesuit, idly fiddling with his ornate signet ring.
"I've been having evil and carnal thoughts about Jesus," said the girl, "his graven image upon the cross, bleeding and suffering. It's so sexy. I just wanted to have sex
with the bleeding, tormented Jesus." "Is there more?" said Father Morbidius, in unctuous, papist tones.
"Why, I ought to
And that's where it stops. I mean, it's just getting good. Yeah.
Of the Papists?
Just unburden yourself, my child.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good there. That's pretty good. Springtime for Hitler.
Sorry, you didn't see Bernhard von Loringhoven finally shuffled off this mortal coil. And he was one of the last surviving folks who was with the Führer in the bunker back in Berlin when the Russians were closing in. But although Hitler went ballistic and had Eva Braun's brother-in-law executed for simply being Himmler's adjutant and leaving the bunker without permission.
Really?
Yes, he actually ordered von Loringhoven to leave, and so he got out before the Russians came in.
Huh. It's amazing. Did you hear about that guy who the cop stopped? He was speeding down the highway, obviously drunk.
Throw that bucket.
The cop stops him, and he says, "Hey, man, did you know your wife fell out of the car like a mile back?"
A cop said that to him?
Yeah, and the guy says, "Thank God, I thought I was going deaf."
That's like an ancient one that my pop told me when I was a tad about a Scotsman who went to a
county fair. It worked, though, didn't it? It still works. Some of those ancient ones still work.
So you see, they made a bargain, and they said the Scully wouldn't have to pay as long as he didn't say anything when the barnstormer took him up in the two-seater. So with the Scotsman in the second cockpit, the biplane took off, and this pilot fella, well, he really was of a mind to get his money's worth, so he did barrel rolls and rings, but this Scully never said a word. And finally, you know, I didn't tell this one. Anyway, I left out a very essential detail, but when they landed, they said, "Well, McTavish, we've got to hand it to you. You never said anything, and I guess you earned the free ride." He said, "Yes, but I almost said something when me wife fell out."
That makes me sad.
Yeah, it is. And besides, you have to say that he and his wife went up to in the first place, which I need to say.
Reminds me of the mortality concerning my wife. Now, the sex is exactly the same, but the dishes have piled up to the ceiling.
Yeah.
That's but the old house.
Yeah. Also, you know, I wanted to call in to report that objectives are being met. Everything is working fine and dysfunctioning pretty good.
Good.
Everything's going fine.
Excellent.
We're recording.
We're recording. A-okay.
But have you ever considered tire safety?
Yes. I think about it a lot every time I get in the
Actually,
car.
Actually, Doctor, I didn't mean you. I know you did. You always rotate your tires and participate in proper inflation techniques. But I thought maybe the caller was not hip to tire rotation.
Why, you can improve
fuel
your
saving.
You can improve your fuel economy by up to 25% by simply keeping your tires properly inflated.
So don't be foolish. Time to retire.
A lot of people don't know that, and that's why we think it's important that to get that message out. It may
a public service from KPFA and the Subgenius Radio Ministry.
It could be heard by the enemies of Dobbs, and yet we bode them no ill will other than the hopeful...
Yes, the terrorists are
the
welcome
hopeful,
to that information.
Painful death that they will
because
participate
the
in very short...
Nothing other than that, right?
Nothing other than that.
Yeah, no they, these guys do not think about lopping the heads off
down
of other religious
the
figures.
To us all.
Probably not at all.
We wouldn't ever think about what we would do to other religious figures were they in our clutches.
We'll think of that when it happens. Now we must consolidate our power. We must embrace the dark side of the Force.
Feel the power of the dark side of the
Force. It's a little helmet guy.
This helmet is stifling me. Move the Star Destroyer out of the asteroid field.
Hey,
I will speak with the Emperor myself.
Yes, Lord Vader. Would you like chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry?
One language that all humans understand. Star Wars.
Star Wars.
I would hate to have to speak in a garrison here.
Come on, drop me a line right now. Quarter show it.
Star Wars,
number.
Wonderful Star Wars. Give me those Star Wars. Don't let them end. Luke! Oh, I'm coming in, Baru.
Luke, this is your mother speaking.
Mom?
Your real mother. I'm the one that married the real Darth Vader.
What?
His name was Mark.
Mark Hamill?
Mark Vader?
Mark Vader.
Mark II.
What? Oh, there he is.
He really hated that name.
Oh, yeah. Hal's talking about the beer.
But nowhere else have you ever seen him in public.
You have done well, young Skywalker. But you are not a Jedi yet.
I'm not. All right, pull yourself together. Being dissed by Lord Vader.
I gave him $5.
You big bully.
Said you're going to be a Jedi for $5.
He got going to school swords for $5.
Well, you should have seen it out in the desert at Burning Man, because K-Rob and Chloe brought hundreds of those swords, and everybody had them, and they were fighting with the glowing things all over the flat. It was really something to see from quite a distance away at Burning Man, the night that everything combusted was.
Ah, yes, that's when we really blew the earwax out of our ears.
Weird.
Weird, though.
You know, that show, they're weird. When they do that show, it's like, I think it's really weird what they do.
I bet that show. But the one thing about this show is we're not that pink anymore. Have you noticed that?
Thank heavens for that. What do you mean
we're not? We used to be kind of pink.
I mean, I'm happy that we're not, but how do you mean we're not?
We didn't try to be pink. It's sort of like just being here in the studio.
Yeah, like Darth Vader stuff.
Because this is
Rob and Chloe and that generation is immersed in Star Wars to an incredible extent.
Star Wars embedded in their brain, the little
secret
language.
That's why I was goofing on it. I was just, I naturally fall into that palaver when I'm around them, because it's hot and cold running Star Wars all day and all night.
Really?
Yeah, on the Chicken John bus trip, he has all this music that he plays, and some of it is incredible. Like, one is a sort of version of Bye Bye Miss American Pie, only it's about how little Darth Vader will be a Jedi. Anyway, pardon.
And they think that stuff's funny, huh?
Oh, they just think that's the bee's knees. Now, they think that's the cat's pajamas, I gotta tell you.
I don't have that on my computer, but I have the video of that one. Yeah, it's the Weird Al Yankovic Two Sun Planet song. And he funny.
And just recently in the news, they put that shot of Luke Skywalker looking at the two suns from the planet Tatooine in a scientific article that said that they discovered lots of those binary solar systems with two suns with the Hubble telescope and whatnot. I tell you, it's a new world, Philo. I'm not sure I fit in it anymore.
Yeah.
I used to be a spry young sprat, but you could hardly think that.
Troubleshooting with Hal's study, slowly withdrawing on the screen, lit by candlelight, as the new world envelops him.
Yeah.
There's a new world back somewhere called the Promised Land.
Back when we were just like proto-subgeniuses, and our brains were much smaller, and our skulls went pretty much straight back above our prognathous brows.
Our brains hadn't turned to mush either.
We hadn't we hadn't actually, we didn't have a bicameral brain at that point. It was simply, well, we did.
Well, I was.
But there was no interconnectivity between the two. And so one side of the brain just sort of talked to itself all the time. And every now and then, the other side of the brain, which is the one that was connected to the voluntary and involuntary nervous system, was actually hearing the other voice in such a way that made it think it was actually hearing
those
voices from God.
I can hear those voices.
Had I not been drinking, I would have thought this was something that was just too wacky to believe.
Gee, I didn't mean to foul your station.
And yet,
at the half hour point,
they laughed at my methods. My acquisition skills were...
Acquisitions, mergers, and...
The object of humorous discourse. And yet, my money problems had simply disappeared. It was as if I had tapped into a vein of electricity straight from Planet X. And yet, I could still enjoy a cool, clean smoke. The milk never went sour.
Oh, yeah?
And amongst these handball players, I found my rosy red skull of intent.
Well, you can kiss my rosy red...
And the cough button... stood alone, untouched by psychobabble or any other brilliant new concept, as exposed on the show by ancient practitioners of subgenius confidence acquisition methods and techniques.
A delightful sight I will soon view. When I travel to X Day.
So you are going to the X Day?
Well, I plan to, all other things being equal.
So I won't... I made that announcement today.
What announcement?
That I will not be attending the X Day this year.
Oh, you change your mind with the drop of a leaf and the...
And yet, next year we will make a miraculous... pilgrimage, including the new Drummond child.
Ah. Well, this year, Herr von Kirsteiner will be there.
I will miss Herr von Kirsteiner.
I am told reliably. As reliably as... Yes.
And there was bicycling, which was the coolest.
Sick bicycling. Yep. Bicycling.
On the old highway.
That was fun.
Yes,
I think
your own
back
little
in those old days.
I
want to
go. It's going to go and down into that place where we had to scurry behind the, and found the little thing in the grove of
the
flowing stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Puzzling.
Yeah.
I want to go up around that corner that continue on that road.
Now,
the road,
like a weird
the road
world
from which, when turning around, you see that we had just passed through a horrible, dangerous area.
Did Gary say anything about how he was miffed about the not being called to perform at the sub show?
He's never coming to anything ever again.
He really mentioned it?
No, he didn't mention it. He thought it was funny that you guys reacted because he put "not" in all caps. He thought that was... But, no, he didn't really say anything. Do you think he said anything? He's just dangling
not
participles
Gary.
Around
it's
in a way that...
You,
maybe he doesn't even associate it with you, then, although that seems hardly...
He kind of associates us with anti-government, anti-technoplastic culture sleaze, anti-boring fart
humor. Well, that
makes
sense.
It's the not you, Gary world.
And yet we just dive back down into the toxic waste.
Ew.
And dredge up more pearls of wisdom.
Speak for yourself. Oh, well, I admit it is toxic. Sure, toxic to me, toxic to all life. I'm not long for this world. You won't have Dr. Howe would kick her out of the flower. That's for sure. These deadly flatulotoxins will ultimately eat through epigastrium and form vascular nucleus of spermatozoa. Go forth and fetch me a lemonade sandwich, for I am conceiving.
So let's talk some plain truth. Bob lives, alien beings are all around us, watching our every move.
There is
a conspiracy of unimaginable proportions working solely to rob you of your very abnormality.
Absolutely.
The president, any president, is a Bolshevik clone.
It's
Russia, nevertheless, has been taken over by demon-possessed Christians. Utter stupidity can make you rich. Your own evil ghost twin is standing beside you right now. There is a hollow earth inside this planet which holds an advanced race of super creatures and humans from before the Ice Age, long before the history of man. They have to be stopped. And this is just the surface, the tip of the iceberg. One drop in a billion buckets of the blood of subgenius martyrs everywhere. Hell, all I can say is this. My offspring, let's call them duplicate girl X squared, will be in the high school graduating class of 1998. Now, you may think 98 has come and gone, and yet we here at the Church of the Subgenius simply believe that 98 hasn't properly arrived yet.
Well, that's a very interesting theory, and that was one that you were giving out at the City Lights book signing.
That's right. Proof of that is because the X's haven't arrived. So we must have gotten the time wrong.
For a while I was saying that, but I dropped that theory. Not exactly the same.
Are you one of the new centurions that believe in the 100 years theory?
Well, I thought that, you know, since they said it would happen, maybe it had happened somehow that we weren't able to apprehend.
No. That's because, I mean, that would imply all kinds of dogmatic excursions that would be horrible.
But isn't that what you're saying?
Horrible to contemplate. I'm just saying that we'll keep doing it until we get it right. And then they will come. And when they come, it will be 1998. Now, that may happen in 2008. And if so, so be it. And is that how we're going to deal with it? In 2008, it'll be the 10th anniversary.
That's right. It's going to be, well, not just 2008. It'll be the 10th anniversary this year. This year is X Day 10, or 10X Day.
But that doesn't mean that's like saying zero is one.
Well, now, these are, of course, equities to be discussed by theologians and philosophers. Plain and simple men such as ourselves.
Let's speak for yourself there.
Bread,
I'm stupefied by this.
Doctrine can leave these esoterica.
Plug your fixture. Everyone's on TV all the time or on the radio. And why don't you guys just plot this stuff geographically on a map?
National,
oh, you did?
Also
okay, I see.
Geographic. Also graphic.
That rant I was reading from there just a minute ago is actually from one written in 1981.
Yes, well, there's myself, no problem in recapitulating
Dr.
the best
Drummond,
of our
and,
efforts.
It's called Shut Up, Pink Boy.
Right.
So have you put together an album of original Pink Boy songage?
Yes, I have, actually. I have one. All Pink Boy music. If you'd like to hear it, I can give you a copy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All Pink Boy music, is that what we've become reduced to?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, okay, just as long as you understand that. How sad it is. We This great edifice of the Church of the Dutchman is now turned into a fourth-rate rock house. Mrs. O'Grundahan's pork barrel house reach boiler room.
So did you ever sit in with Dr. Strabob puzzling?
Which Dr. Strabob? When?
Way which back Bob? When, you know, I was just thinking.
Oh, yeah, you know, actually the original 81, the one on Main Street in Dallas.
Yeah.
And I had no mustache, and you played, and the Overman played, and... Meyer ranted, and he was very frustrated because the band wouldn't be like a real band for him.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was fun.
What did he want that he wasn't getting?
When he put his hand up and with his hand down, he wanted us to stop playing, and we just kept honking away.
Or playing terrible things that did not back him up perfectly, and we ruined his show forever and ever.
And did he write another letter about it?
But he forgave us from that one.
I get all confused on which we are forgiven for and which we are not.
One of Wellman's tapes came on, and I closed my eyes. It was a tape loop of car accidents and dinosaurs fighting. I opened my eyes and threw up again, so I shut my eyes once more, and suddenly a vision came to me. The torture set in. It was evenly dispensed. Properly distributed across a broader spectrum of the clientele. They were dressed in silly uniforms, much like a beekeeper or a frogman. We were all waiting for Dobbs to show up.
Well, end the suspense. Did he show up or didn't he?
Well, I was nervous. I'm still nervous. And he did show up, but not where we thought it would be. He was supposed to be at the show. Instead, he showed up in the middle of the fire. Like, definitely a sloppy second coming.
I'm not sure how I can interpret such a...
You sleep here?
Sure, whatever I can.
Sometimes on the bus trips, a chicken will check us into some sort of youth hostel or something. Some run-down hotel full of hippies that he knows about. And then we take over the cafeteria with our madcap antics and hijinks.
Weird, man. That's just weird.
Russian intelligence has information that the U.S. Armed Forces have nearly completed preparations for a possible military operation against Iran, and will be ready to strike with missiles in early April, a security official said. The source said the U.S. had already compiled a list of possible targets on Iranian territory and practiced the operation during recent exercises in the Persian Gulf. The source said the Pentagon could decide to conduct ground operations as well, after assessing the damage done to the Iranian forces by its possible missile strikes and analyzing the political situation in the country following the attacks. Russian Colonel General Leonid Ivashov, Vice President of the Academy of Geopolitical Sciences, said last week the Pentagon was planning to deliver a massive airstrike on Iran's military infrastructure in the near future. I have no doubt there will be an operation, or rather an aggressive action, against Iran, Ivashov said. Commenting on media reports about U.S. planned operation against Iran, codenamed Operation Bite, Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, however, was rather optimistic about the situation, and said he ruled out a military resolution of the Iranian nuclear problem. Amid great secrecy, NATO naval forces are trying to control the Arctic Ocean and continue the military bloc's expansion to Russia, local media reported. The British Department of Defense admitted that two sailors killed and one seriously wounded in the atomic submarine Tireless were taking part in secret maneuvers under Arctic waters, the newspaper Military Industry Herald reported here. If that accident had not happened, public opinion would have never known that the British and U.S. navies were carrying out military maneuvers under the polar caps, added the publication. Like in the tensest times of the Cold War, troops from the North Atlantic Treaty Organization are trying to take control of the Arctic route, said the newspaper. The military exercises in which the two British soldiers were killed are a response to the launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile by the Russian strategic submarine Yekaterinburg in the North Pole in October 2006, the source said. Russia's Kamchatka branch for geophysical survey of the Russian Academy of Science are reporting today that the Indian Ocean region has been hit with a massive earthquake that they have measured as being of 7.9 magnitude, which has caused a giant tsunami that has hit many regions of the African continent's eastern coastal areas. To the greatest concern, however, among Russian researchers are the growing instabilities being formed within the Great Southern Ocean that they believe are contributing to the likelihood of even more and catastrophic earthquakes in the Pacific region of Fire Region. Australian researchers are likewise greatly concerned about the instabilities of the Great Southern Ocean. Interesting, too, about this event is that the United States military has ordered a complete media blackout of news relating to this giant earthquake and tsunami, as it has also affected their massive military resupply base in the Indian Ocean island of Diego Garcia, and from which they are currently placing their forces for the invasion of Iraq, along with their British and Australian allies. Head of Russia's General Staff, Yuri Valuyevsky, warned the U.S. on Tuesday that a war with Iran would be impossible to win. Shockwaves from this attack could be felt around the world, said Valuyevsky, adding that the U.S. would not be able to defeat Iran. Unnamed Russian intelligence sources have said the U.S. may attack Iran as early as April 6th. Tensions have accumulated over Washington's accusation that Tehran is building nuclear weapons. And Iran's capture of 15 British naval staff on March 23rd, Russia sells weapons to the Iranian military and is building an atomic plant in Iran's southwestern port city of Bushehr. Construction of the plant is currently on hold over a payment dispute. And I already did the one about the little poodle that was lost and then found, at least. That's some good news there. Yes, he was napping all the time behind the sofa in the family's rumpus room. Yeah.
Oh.
Right. So. So you see, the news isn't all bad.
Look, there's global warming on Mars now.
Yes, I noticed that. Mars has warmed by 1 degree, so it's still hundreds of degrees below zero, but 1 degree.
But that's whose fault is that global warming? Too many SUVs? Probably.
No, the fault is giant simooms or sandstorms that they have there, which scour part of the planet away and thus affect the albedo or reflectivity. This is a great deal to do with how much heat can be absorbed from the sun. But at the same time, our sun is starting to act up and get wacky and weird. There are solar storms in the offing.
But does Mars
US
have
geos.
A troposphere?
It doesn't have a troposphere like Earth.
So it can't really hold the sun's warmth like the Earth does, right?
No, it can't. But the overall reflectivity of the planet still affects the rise in warmth, which is essentially 1 degree upward. And thus, although it's
Dang.
Still well below zero, it's sultry for Mars.
Well, I'm going to say goodnight to our listeners
and
now.
The Martians, they dig it.
As I
they're
sneak
bone
off
dry
into
monsters
the
from another world.
Morning sun.
Well, you might as well go back and get that. Get the first rays of the sun. The sunny rays that point their spears upon Udana.
California, wherever you are.
There goes a great American and a great subgenius, Dr. Philo Drummond, ascending to the zenith as he speeds homeward like a ray of light across the face of the cosmos. You're going to have what? Food. Movies. Well, I'm going to a monster movie today. How I look forward to it. Yes, there's nothing like a good monster picture. I will indeed, Philo. He's asked me to give him a call later. Yes, you see, there are no other movies that are
we'll be out of here in a minute.
With monster movies
so
for essential philosophical, artistic, aesthetic, and
so
scientific
happy.
Worth. These films are prophetic. They are a look at our world, which is unflinching. They present truths which would be otherwise unpalatable to us. And they entertain and perform the classic, historic, theatric values of catharsis and the recapitulation of one's thoughts. So essential. Yes, although petty bourgeois subjects have become so we consider the parable of the onions and the eel strange battle viewed from all the vegetables is going on as long as life is struggling and characters increase exponentially the tendency of matter to wish to organize. This we see even in the inorganic world, in certain crystalline formations, and of course, right here on KPFA 94.1 FM, the radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, KCFR in Chico, and of course at KPFA.org.